what time it is.
We should go make a spritz.
Let's make a spritz.
Oh my god, I'm literally so hungover.
Ugh, just send me to jail.
We should needlepoint after this. I have got to be in bed at 9 p.m.
I hope no one ever asks me to hang out again.
I definitely need another spritz.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Spritz O'Clock. This is Reeves, and today I'm solo. So I love whenever podcast. I feel like I literally said this in my last solo episode, but I'll say it again. I love when podcasts do solo episodes and kind of switch things up. And sometimes it just works out better that way, like with mine and Amanda's schedules. So we're switching it up for y'all this week. So it's just me, and I hope everyone's having a fabulous Tuesday. I guess I'll just do my ins and outs by myself. This kind of feels really weird not doing it with Amanda, but I'll go ahead and get into it. So my in this week is rewatching Sex and the City. So I watched it whenever I lived in New York for the summer doing my internship. I think it was the summer before my sophomore year of college. And let's just say I did not live the way they did. I had like a really bad hair color. Like I decided whenever I moved to New York, I was going to have a rebrand and change my hair. And I've never done anything with my hair before because it's such a dark brunette color. And if you have this color hair, you know it's very hard to change the color of your hair. So essentially, I just walked into a place. I was like, I want balayage. Like it was whenever that was a really popular thing to do. And my hair turned orange. So I remember it was before I got lip filler as well. So I had no lips, orange hair. And honestly, I was kind of pudgy because I would Uber everywhere and I wouldn't walk. And I would eat out every single meal. So it was a very fragile time for me, but it humbled me and made me into who I am today. So anyways, I just went on a whole rant, but rewatching Sex and the City is definitely in for me this week. I'm already on season 3. I've been flying through it. So it's just such a good little feel-good show, and I kind of appreciate it more now that I'm a little bit older because I love the friendship aspect of things too. Like, I just love the bond that all the girls have, and it's kind of upsetting knowing that Samantha was not friends with them in real life. But anyways, I digress. So that's my end for the week. If y'all have never seen Sex and the City, I highly recommend it. It's on HBO Max and it's also on Netflix, I think. So my out this week is definitely anxiety. And this is literally always out for me, but it's been really bad lately. But I always have to remind myself to not feel guilty after literally blowing it out of the water all weekend long. I mean, I get anxiety and I feel so guilty. I will literally feel guilty about like getting dehydrated. That doesn't even make sense to anyone probably, but like all week I work so hard to stay hydrated and like drink so much water with my Stanley. And then the weekend comes and I just like totally reverse all the work I've done in so many aspects of life. But yeah, I feel like I need to really work on not feeling bad about what I do on the weekends. And it's literally not even like I do anything bad. Like, it's literally just the anxiety in my brain. And it's always easier said than done. Like, whenever my friends are like, oh my god, I have the scaries, I'm like, oh my gosh, you literally didn't do anything wrong. What's wrong with you? Like, you're fine. You were great. Don't be upset. But then when it's me, I'm like, I've lost my job. My friends hate me. My mom hates me. My dog hates me. Like, I convince myself of all these things. So that's a goal of mine to work on, which kind of segues into what I was going to talk about. Well, honestly, like, let's be real. I really am just ranting. So we'll see what comes out of my mouth. But I guess let's just kind of start with life updates. So I've been dating, as you all have known, I've talked about it on this podcast, and I've definitely had some interesting I have some really good stories, so maybe that'll be like a whole episode in itself. I've been dating and Motorcycle Man is still in my life and things are going well. And none of this is like specifically about him. This is just like stuff I've learned. But I feel like it's important to not close yourself off too early. And like, I know us girlies get super excited about, you know, whenever you meet a boy. I personally will have myself like walking down the aisle with this man, but it's very important to not put all of your eggs in one basket. And like I said, it's easier said than done, but I'm trying to remind myself of that. So just trying to have like an open mind, I guess. I don't know, but I'm just having fun with Motorcycle Man right now. We go on like really fun dates. Like he took me to the Arboretum because he knows I love flowers. Like one Sunday, and we like laid in the grass and listened to this band. It was really cute. And we've been to the aquarium. We went to the zoo in Fort Worth. Like just random things that I've literally never done while living in Dallas. But we have so much fun. Yeah. Also, what I've learned, guys will eventually show their true colors. And so my mom always has told me this. She's like, you need to string them along at least for 5 years. And then if, you know, they're stable and act the same for 5 years, then you can marry them. But it's so true. I just am trying to save you guys from being love bombed because I have personally been love bombed. I was love bombed by the pilot that I talked about on this podcast. I'm like very anti-pilot these days, which I could like go on about, but I'm not going to do that. But I've seen so many of my other friends get love bombed. Like, this is a real thing and people need to talk about it more. Like, I feel like I need to make a little TikTok about it. But another thing I've learned is that my friends are the most important thing to me right now, because this is the one time in our lives where we're not in a serious relationship. We have time to like hang out with all of our friends after work. We can spend the night with our friends on the weekends. But I feel like the second I get a serious boyfriend, I feel like I almost am like mourning the loss of my single girl era, obviously because I'm getting a boyfriend, but also I'm mourning the loss of like that aspect of my friendships, which makes me really sad. And it makes me, I don't know. I just love hanging out with my friends so much. And I feel like I love being alone, but now I just love being with my friends so much. And like, obviously on the weekends and stuff, but we'll cook on the weekdays together and it like gives you something to look forward to. And I also am loving going to workout classes with my friends, so I've gotten to the point where I don't even want to go by myself anymore. And I don't know, just always having something planned for the week. If you have a dog, if one of your friends has a dog, plan dog play dates. Like I have a yard, and so a lot of my friends still have apartments with dogs. And so I feel like my house is now like the little dog hangout, which I love. And I'll get wine and we'll sit outside. Like it's so much fun. And then just like going on walks in general with friends is fun too. We have our whole lives to be married and only a short amount of time to be, you know, in our single 20s. So I feel like Sex and the City is really helping me, you know, focus on my friendships too, because you realize how important they are. Wow, I'm really getting deep over here. Let's see, more life updates. In 2 weeks, I am going to Fredericksburg, Texas, which is like the hill country, and there are a bunch of little vineyards there. And Amanda and I actually went kind of like a year ago, I think we went. But I'm going back for my best friend Libby and Annalisa's joint birthday party. And it's going to be so much fun. It's the girls' trip. And I'm really excited for it. So we booked the Brooks bubble bus. And I'll link it in the description below. Amanda and I did it. And it was so much fun. And we literally did it with boys. And they loved it too. But it's basically a bunch of these pink limos. And they do everything for you. Like they have your itinerary planned out. You have a driver. You can drink champagne in the bubble bus on the way to the next vineyard. I think you go to 3. And then the final one, I believe, is her little champagne bar that she opened. And it is just the cutest idea, and we had the most fun. And I literally, I need to make a whole playlist for this, which that reminds me. But I don't know. I'm so excited. So in the meantime, I am not drinking for the next 2 weeks. So I'm really interested to see, like, if I notice a lot of changes and how I feel, because I feel like I've just had like horrible brain fog. I just feel all around puffy and gross, and I have not been sleeping well at all. And it's not that I'm like a heavy drinker by any means. I've just had like, I don't know, I feel like in the springtime you always want to go day drinking, or like you have this party. Like, for example, this past weekend Amanda hosted a Kentucky Derby party at her house, and it was so much fun, like truly so much fun. But I've just had a little, like a lot of things like that that I've been going to. So I think it's gonna be great for me to just sit around and chill this weekend. So maybe I'll tell y'all my perfect ideal weekend. So this is what I'm hoping to do this weekend. No alcohol involved. So I think I'm gonna go to bed early on Friday night, watch a movie, probably get Wabi House takeout, which if you live in Dallas, you know it's a really good ramen place on Greenville, and I've really been craving that lately. So I think I'm gonna order in, maybe watch the new Anne Hathaway movie that just came out, and go to bed early. And then Saturday, wake up, go to a core power class, yoga sculpt. And then I think I'm gonna like try to go walk my dog, and then ask one of my friends if I can go lay by their pool and like grill out and do hot dogs or something. That, because I've been craving a good hot dog on the grill. Fun fact, I love hot dogs. But I also really want to clean out my closet and donate a bunch of clothes this weekend, and it has been just lingering over my head, and I just really need to organize my closet. Really just have a lot of work to do in there. And then I want to deep clean my house and catch up on Sex and the City. Really just have a chill, relaxing weekend. Maybe go to the movies. Y'all know I love going to the movies. So, oh, speaking of movies, last weekend I went to go see Challengers, and I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's the new Zendaya movie, and it's the tennis movie. I literally left not knowing what I had just watched. Like, I was really confused. And it's not that I didn't like it, but it's not that I loved it. I was just very neutral, feeling very neutral towards it. Zendaya, I like heard in an interview or something that you need to watch it 3 times. And I was like, oh, pretty smart of her to say that, because then her box office sales will boost. But I kind of feel like it's true. I don't know. I've left feeling very confused and conflicted on how I felt about the movie. So if you've seen it, let me know what you think, because I don't know. I don't want to spoil the movie. So really, honestly, just DM me and let me know what you think, because I'm not positive. Oh, speaking of trips. So Memorial Day weekend, I'm going home to Alabama to kind of like rest up, recharge, and get my base layer for my summer tan. I always try to go home around like May, because if you don't know, I work for like an online school basically. And so, you know, the kids are finished in May, like mid-May. So by Memorial Day, we're kind of slow before summer school starts. So I'm going home for Memorial Day, and I'm so excited. I haven't been home. Spent a good amount of time at home since Christmas, I think. So I'm really excited to be home and like be being taken care of. And I'm gonna lay out every day, and I work remotely, so I'm going to literally do all my meetings outside, and I'm really excited about it. Just being outside in general, I'm super excited about. So Lulu's coming home with me. She'll be a beach dog, and everyone say a prayer that I come back tan, because I'm looking very pale right now. Very, very pale, and it is scary. So I've been a professional self-tanner lately. I guess like something I also kind of want to talk about. So going back to my job, so I do work for an online school, and we're kind of like a curriculum provider. So think like Blackboard or Canvas. We're kind of like that. And we are in like a lot of school districts all over, and we also work with Department of Corrections. So we've been super busy with work, which is great. I love being busy and staying busy. I always have to be doing something. I think that's my ADHD in me. But finding time to still do things that make you happy and making time for yourself is super important when you do work a 9-to-5 job. So I feel like that's partly why, like a year ago before we started this podcast, I felt like something was missing. Like I felt like I was just going through the motions and I was working and then literally would go to sleep after work. Was not taking care of my body. Like I would barely work out. And I was like not cooking, which I'm not really in my cooking era right now. I really want to get back into it, but it's just, I don't know. I need to get back into it. But I felt like I was just kind of going through the motions and didn't have anything I was super excited about other than like going out on the weekends. And I hate the thought or like the feeling of like living for the weekends. So that's when Amanda and I kind of were like, we should start a podcast. Like this will be so much fun. And we have literally loved it so much. And the feedback has been fabulous. So I want to take a second and thank all of you for listening. Having something that makes you excited outside of work, like whether it's a hobby or something you're starting, like a business venture, or literally if you're just wanting to post on LTK, a side hustle, cooking with your friends after work, going to workout classes, having self-care nights, super important, like reading or needle pointing, like anything to honestly get you off your phone or your computer or the TV is great. Throwing the ball with your dog in your backyard, like literally anything is good. It's just super important to still take care of yourself and also still do things you love. Okay, so now I'm gonna kind of segue into some of my favorite things lately, and I love a favorites video on TikTok. I love a favorites. I used to be obsessed with favorites videos on YouTube, honestly. So I really am just gonna like rapid fire a bunch of things I've been obsessed with lately. A lot of them are products. So if you don't care about products and stuff, feel free to skip. But I don't know. I feel like I've been trying a bunch of new stuff lately. So the first thing is that viral collagen face mask that you see all over your TikTok. Yeah, well, I love it. I woke up with glass skin and I felt like I was like, there's no way this thing, like, how are these people sleeping in it? Like, it's definitely going to fall off. But basically, it's this mask and you wear it while you're asleep or for like 4 hours or on a long haul flight or something. And it all soaks into your skin overnight. And I woke up and my skin was glowing. I mean, it was glowing. And I put a little tutorial or like review on my private Snapchat story. And people were so invested. I was like, okay, so I'm popular? Okay. Anyways, so I'm going to link it below because I got just like a little 4-pack on Amazon because I was very skeptical over these face masks. My next obsession has been the Hourglass Vanish Skin Tint, I think is what it's called. I hate the feeling of cakey foundation. So this Hourglass Skin Tint is so, I love the consistency. It's great. It looks beautiful. It's super glowy. I think I'm in the shade like 5. I'm not positive, but I'll link all of this below. The Charlotte Tilbury Plumpgasm Lip Plumper Lip Gloss in Pillow Talk. I am literally a slut for the best lip gloss. So it immediately plumps. It's the prettiest color because it's the Pillow Talk. And I feel like it looks good on everyone, honestly. So I've been loving that lip balm or lip gloss. And I put it on top of the Makeup Forever Wearever Walnut Lip Liner. I think that's the shade. So I've also been loving that. Next is the R&Co Shampoo and Conditioner. I think it is called TV. It's the scent or whichever one it is. And it literally just says it's for perfect hair. I got it from my hair salon and it gives my hair the most volume. I love it. And I also love it with the Wow Volumizing Mousse. I think it's called like the Extra Large Volumizing Mousse. And I just put it in my roots whenever my hair is wet before I blow dry it, and then I kind of turn my head upside down with my air up and we'll blow dry it that way. My hair has always been flat. Let me just tell you. Ever since I was little, I've always had flat, super fine, super thin hair. And now I have finally, at the ripe age of 25, learned how to do my hair. And it is all, I can credit it to my air wrap, this mousse, and some Velcro rollers. So maybe I should do a little hair tutorial on TikTok, because honestly, like, I'm not trying to toot my own horn over here. My hair has been slaying. I'm going to say it. I said it. So I feel like it's just a mix of all the stuff I've been using, but let me know if y'all want a little tutorial. Okay, next is the Glossier You perfume. This perfume smells so amazing, and I'm pretty sure it kind of smells different on everyone because my sister wears it and my friend wears it as well. But I've never gotten so many compliments on this. Like, I went to the vet and the vet tech was like, I'm sorry, but what perfume are you wearing? I love it. So I got it during the Sephora sale. So it is a fabulous perfume. I feel like it smells good on everyone and everyone like it. It's super light, so I wear it every day. It's my little basic everyday perfume. My next favorite, I know everyone's shocked by this. It's a Skin Better face mask. I think it's called the Detox Scrub. I've been having really bad blackheads on my nose, TMI, but whatever. I feel like it's done a really good job of getting rid of all of those little pesky blackheads, and I will mix the face mask with the oxygen infusion wash and kind of use it as a double face mask, if you will. Like, if I'm in the bathtub reading or something, I'll put it on and it makes my face really soft. So I love that face mask, and I don't think it's too expensive. So love that one. Okay, this is so random. I've been hyper fixated on making turkey sandwiches for lunch, and specifically eating lunch at home. I know I said I'm like not in my cooking era, but I do make breakfast and lunch at home pretty much every day, at least during the week. So for breakfast, I'll make these breakfast tacos. So I'll do the butter tortilla from Central Market, which if you know, you know. And I'll do 2 pieces of bacon and make them super crispy. And do a little scrambled egg with spinach and cheese and salt and pepper. And then I love the Maldon salt flakes. Sorry, can I speak? And I do those with sriracha on top. Great. And then I'll just do like a basic turkey sandwich, like turkey, cheese, mayonnaise. And then I'll add potato chips if I'm feeling crazy, like in the sandwich for the crunch. And I like to do jalapeno chips. So next, I've been loving board game nights or puzzles. I've talked about my love for puzzles, but two weekends ago, I stayed in on a Friday night and we played Monopoly, and it was just really cute and wholesome. And I played with like one of my friends and her boyfriend and my best friend Gabby, and then Motorcycle Man came. So we did that and then got a little sweet treat after. So that was a good little Friday night. It was really sweet. And then, oh, Dr. Teal's melatonin bubble bath. Something about this bubble bath will put you to bed. Let me tell you. I get so sleepy just by smelling this. I don't know what's in it. Okay, well, obviously melatonin is in it. But I love this bubble bath. So if you're a bath girly, definitely get the Dr. Teal's melatonin bubble bath. And then one of my last favorites, this is like literally so niche and random, but I used to get UTIs and stuff like that kind of like frequently. And I always just like, I love to feel clean. So I went to Barbara Sturm and picked up a little duo. They were doing a sale, and it's the V wash and the V drops. And this wash is just like super gentle, and I use it in the shower. And then the drops is like basically a serum, and it just is super hydrating. It has all these like pH balancing benefits. I don't know. I'll link it below, but I've just loved to feel clean. So got that, and I have been really liking it. I've really been rambling on here. So who knows what I just talked about. And I hope everyone liked this episode, but I think that pretty much wraps up everything that's in my brain. I'm sure this was the most scatterbrained episode. Like, I have no idea what I even just word vomited to you guys, but I hope everyone enjoyed this episode, and we will talk to you guys on next Tuesday for a new episode. And don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube and follow us on TikTok and Instagram. And be sure to follow Amanda and me on Instagram. I'm Reeves_Lee, and she's at It's Amanda DeWitt. And I hope everyone has a fabulous week, and we'll talk to you guys next Tuesday. Bye.